Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to KWVA Eugene.
As we listen to Les Baxter from Skins talking drums, I want to remind you what show you're listening to. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover with Reverend Mark Time and guest star DJ Fuego or Fuego.
Fuego, yes.
And you do a show here on Thursdays at noon, correct, Amundo?
Yes, I do. That is, in fact, correct.
But your real forte is you referee at roller derby.
Yes, I do. I referee women's flat track roller derby.
Wow, that's nice. And I know you can't say, like, which teams you like or anything like that. Or
I don't really have, like, a favorite or anything.
But my main thing is I wanted to ask you, how did you get into, you know, doing refereeing at roller derby?
Good question. Well, kind of a long story, but I'll shorten it. So no one has to listen to me ramble for...
No. I like long explanations. I like talk.
Well, one of my best friends, longest, oldest best friends, he used to be a referee for roller derby until he shattered his clavicle.
I fell down and shattered my clavicle yesterday. it's a bone.
Yesterday,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry for interrupting. Yeah, anyhow, your best friend, yeah.
Yeah, anyways. He was a roller derby referee until he shattered his clavicle. Like 2 years ago, he got me into it. About 2 years ago now, he got me into it. I went to a bout or two that he was refereeing. I visit him. He lives in Kentucky. I visit him every summer, and I went to a bout or two that he refereed, and I started to kind of get interested in it. And then I contacted our local league head referee and asked him if I could come in and try and ref, and he said, sure.
So you were already familiar with the whole sport and with the, you know, the rules and stuff like that.
I was kind of familiar. I mean, like, I knew what was happening. I was a typical fan, you know. I knew what was happening, sorta, but I didn't really know the techniques of the rules and all the specific penalties and stuff.
So
like
when
that.
Was this that you came back from Kentucky and decided to become a roller derby referee?
It was 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. It was the August before last, or no, the July before last. No, the July before last, and then before that.
Back in 1986.
Yeah, back right. in 1986.
Right, okay. So, what was it like when you stepped out onto the court for your first game as a referee? Tell me about it.
Well, let me see now. I wasn't completely focused on officiating like I am now. I was focused on
not screwing up.
Look at all the like people skating and the flashing lights and I was still a fan. I wasn't a referee. You know, I was still in transition. So the first time I was officiating about, not refereeing, but officiating about, I was a scorekeeper. The first time I actually refereed about was the bout afterwards. And at that point, I was still kind of a fan. It took me like two or three bouts to really become focused on my job. I still was doing my job and like doing it correctly, but to be like now I'm every time I watch a bout I'm totally thinking about what the referees are calling and looking at their hand signals and paying attention to the officiating, but back then I was
so have you had any in your early refereeing games, did you have any instances where somebody came up to you and said, that was totally wrong, you don't know what you're talking about?
Like a skater or a fan?
A skater.
The skaters, actually, it's insubordination if they do that.
Oh.
If they come up to you and they say, no, that's wrong, and they keep doing that and they don't call like an official review to review your call, then that could be insubordination for them arguing with you.
So it's not like baseball where you could get up and kick like dirt all over the umpire's shoes and
people definitely boo the refs, that's for sure, but
have you been booed?
Swear at them. Yes, I've been booed, yeah.
And what's that like? What do you feel like when you hear all those people booing you?
It's funny to me. I roll my eyes and think, well, I mean, just if they were in my shoes, then they would know that it's a lot more complicated than it looks.
So you've been doing this for like 2 years or something like that?
Yeah.
And are there any particular matches that are more memorable than others? Is there any particular one that stands out?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Definitely. Let me see. I'm gonna say there are three that stand out. One of them is the last local league, the Emerald City Roller Girls. Their season championship bout was definitely a memorable one because in the very last jam of the game, there was sort of a miscommunication between the scoreboard operator, my scorekeeper, and me, and I was jam reffing, so I was keeping points for one of the teams, or counting points for one of the teams, and they didn't count the correct number of points, so then it went. Anyways, they ended up being tied, and before they ended up being tied and went into an overtime jam, the scoreboard operator had already like put up the points and let them stay and sort of basically like said this one team won. And so everybody was like, yay, they won, all right, cool.
And they took it back?
And then I realized that it wasn't the correct score.
Oh, no.
And I, like, started whistling and waving my hands, and I'm like, no, no, people stop celebrating. Everybody who was there was celebrating. I'm like, no, sorry, but that's not right. And then that was definitely memorable, and I definitely got booed booed there. And,
wow.
Yeah.
That must have been real tough. Because you just turned the game around. It's kind of like that guy Jeffrey Lubach or whatever his name is. The guy that set fire. They let him out of jail, and then like the next afternoon they put him back in jail. It's like, I'm free. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not free.
We'll
talk about some of your other memorable experiences after the next couple of records. I know everybody out there is just dying to hear this fantastic music they've been playing. But
from
anyways,
the referee's point of view, the rules matter.
That's right. Rules do matter.
Yeah.
We are here on The Hangover speaking with DJ Fuego about her... Or am I getting it wrong? Is it Fuego?
It's DJ Fuego.
About her experiences as a roller derby ref. We will return here on The Hangover.
This is the CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat. The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar and an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons. Carpet bomb deaths. Tough FBI. Kill and injure children. Police conspiracy. Negative attacks. Discipline, sex, and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiments, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs, time for us to bug out. Rock, rock, rocked by rape, rock. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Nazi war criminals. Cancer. Garbage. Murder. Caution. Terrorists. Castigation. Police conspiracy. Dramatic urban torture. Drunk driving. Hostage siege. Government shutdown. Collapses. Desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist massive lawsuit, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gangs rule. Criminal anti-government love triangle. Deeper and deeper into damage, even death. Anti-drug DEA. Worldwide ban. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Disgruntled conspirator attack, killed. U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer. Desperate tragedy, isn't he dead? Death penalty, ransom note, forbidding, notorious, overwhelming, communist, urban punishment, low ethics, extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline, make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk, criminal, murdering a man, tough. Diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation. Fraudulent assassins. Mysterious murder. Chemical terrorism. Military targets. Fatal crash. Danger. The freak accident. No known survivors. Wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb. Emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage. Notorious negative police brutality. Fear. The hidden Nazis next door. Marxist rebels. Serious murderer. Accidents. Problems. Punitive damages. Like that negative, heart-wrenching controversy. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
Okay, Sean, here comes your request, but it's not the cramps.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage goo-goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. Looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the goo-goo muck. I'm the night headhunter looking for a head. With a way out body underneath that head. I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the goo-goo muck tiger and a teenage beast. Show up, the goo-goo muck. And say, baby, like I've been telling you, I'm the goo-goo-goo-goo-goo.
But before I, before I talk to DJ Fuego here, I've got to tell everybody what I played, of course.
Of course.
What did I do with the box? I hate when that happens. Anyhow, it's from a compilation called Born Bad, and it's the original version of Goo Goo Muck by Ronnie Cook and the Gaylords, and that's dedicated to Sean Goblinko out there. I sure hope he heard it.
All right, Sean Goblinko.
And
that's for you.
That's for you, Sean. And we're sitting here. This is the Reverend Mark Time. It's a Sunday morning hangover. And we're sitting here with DJ Fuego, who does a show every Thursday at noon. And it's a cool show because she has her friends on and they talk. And my headphones are cutting in and out now. Hold on.
Headphone problems.
All right. So we were talking about... Roll, oh, by the way, you're hungover, aren't you?
No, of course not. Nope.
It's okay to admit that you're hungover on the hangover. No. It's all right. Everybody's hungover on the hangover.
Yeah. It's the cool thing to do, apparently.
But we were talking about, like, okay, so you're a roller derby referee.
Uh-huh.
Don't yawn while I'm talking to you. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Makes me think.
Wait,
that
what'd you say?
I'm
all
boring
right, whatever,
you.
Yeah.
We're talking about you here. Okay. It's not boring.
I'm a referee, whatever. Yeah, I'm a roller derby referee.
So you were telling me how much, in the break, how much people didn't like the fact that you turned the game around that last...
I didn't turn the game around. I was just doing my job.
You were like... Like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
That's what my friends who went say, is that I stole things, but that's I was just doing my job and doing it to the best of my abilities. So
I want to know about blood.
Blood.
Tell me how much blood you see.
Blood on the track.
On the track.
You know, not that much. I definitely have seen blood on the track. There's this derby event on the East Coast called the East Coast Extravaganza. It's basically 2 days of bouts on three different tracks happening all at the same time. And I refereed for that, and there was actually a challenge bout that I refereed, and one of the girls was elbowed in the face by
Ouch.
Another girl, which is totally illegal, but
wow.
She was elbowed, like, really hard in the face, and her nose just, like, erupted with blood. Like it was almost like projectile, like all over the track.
That's what people want.
And we had to stop. Like, oh yeah, people were cheering, and other people were. I mean, like, you know how when something like that happens, and everyone goes, lasted for about 2 minutes
because
oh, that's
it was so
just
cool.
gushing, and like we the referees, we all just stop it and get mops and sanitizer, and like we're like. Frantically, like, cleaning it up so we can continue with, like, the gameplay, and it was intense, but, yeah.
Any blood in any recent bouts here in Eugene?
I'm sure there has been, but, not that I've seen.
I'm talking about, like, blood from injuries, not from anything else.
No, of course not. No, that's horrible.
Hey, what are you talking about?
That's horrible. Anyways, you know, I'm sure there has been. What I meant by I'm sure there has been is I'm sure that people get cut during bouts. It shouldn't happen that often, but I'm sure that it does. You know, because people wear, generally they're not allowed to wear sharp things. I mean, they're not, but you know, there's always the earring or like the lip ring
right.
or something that has the little one of those little like pyramid ends
right.
to it, and it scratches somebody
right.
and then they bleed. But it I haven't seen it. There hasn't been anything as dramatic as that. No blood on the track.
So what
lately.
Was what was the last bout you refereed?
Last night I refereed a bout in Salem, the debut bout of the Cherry City Roller Girls.
Oh.
I refereed that last night.
How did it go? Who won?
Let me see here. It was the, 8-Wheel Assassins versus the Boneyard, Brawlers.
I love that stuff.
Two of their home teams. I'm not sure how many home teams they have, but there was two of them. And, the 8-Wheel Assassins won? They won.
Come on, you're the referee.
Points.
You're supposed to know.
Well, I wasn't a jam ref. I wasn't counting points.
Oh,
I was a pack ref. I was calling penalties.
All right.
On the outside
right.
and skating really fast
yeah, yeah.
to try to keep up. But, yeah.
By the way, DJ Fuego here is very hungry. If anybody wants to
if anyone
deliver
wants
food.
To deliver food. I don't eat meat, and I'm lactose intolerant. And I don't like avocados. Better than that.
But, you know, it's like, you know how it is.
Nothing.
You know how it is when you've been drinking an awful lot, you know, like the night before. Like DJ Fuego
an awful lot of soda last night.
And you wake up with, like, a real bad hangover and you don't have any food.
One of those soda hangovers.
I'm watching you turn green over here. Well, look. We'll talk more about roller derby, but I'm going to get back to playing one of your favorite bands.
All right.
A group called the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I don't think you've ever heard this version of the Beatles before. This is the Beatles when they were little kids. Yeah. John Lennon and Paul McCartney and George Harrison and Pete Best got together when they were 4 years old.
Before they got together when they were like...
Yeah, and
17, 18.
Yeah, no, when they
20.
Were four, and they recorded this track. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay. fishwife, pornographic priestess. Boy, you've been a naughty girl, you let your knickers down. I am the Eggman.
I get on the air and I go, I didn't want to play that song. I want to play this song.
This is Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac.
I'm Mick Fleetwood.
There was a young man called Jack who shot up his arm
full of smack. It didn't take long to know he'd been wrong, because he found himself dead on his back.
Please stay off hard drugs.
I think you really know what I mean.
jazzy.
Yeah. Hey, that was a groovy track. Did you like that last one?
That was groovy. I did enjoy that.
Yeah, that was by the Postmarks, something called Lucky Charm, and it's brand new. We heard Fleetwood Mac talking about don't take drugs, even if, like, your nose falls apart. Hey, is that rumor about Stevie Nicks true?
Which?
The one where she had to have...
Which one? I know so many rumors about Stevie
Well,
Nicks.
Her nose fell apart so bad that she had a young man commissioned to... how can I explain this without getting in trouble over the air? A young man to administer cocaine through another orifice. she had to hire somebody to have him do that because her nose had fallen apart. Did you ever hear that rumor?
No, I've never heard that rumor.
Well, anyways, before that we heard Paul McCartney doing Sing Along a Junk, and we're listening to a real funky track by...
That is funky.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to turn it off because the guy's talking too much.
Yeah. You know?
Because what I wanted to do was I really wanted to get down.
Okay.
And I want to find out about the real Helen Fuego Metz.
Oh, no.
All
right. About the real Fuego.
So let's go back to your childhood.
Okay.
By the way, this is a Sunday Morning Hangover, Reverend Mark Time, sitting here with Fuego, DJ Fuego, who's on the air here at noon on Thursday. She does a great little talk show, and she's also a referee for Roller Derby. So, where were you born?
That's kind of embarrassing. I was born in Lebanon, Oregon, but...
Lebanon? Wow, that's a real holy town.
Yeah, I was born in... I was born in Lebanon, but I was raised and grew up in the same house. Same room in the same house. My entire childhood in Scio, Oregon.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah, whatever. Scio's cool. It's a cool
Isn't
little
Scio
town.
Like, okay, there's like a gas station, right? And that's it,
there's
right?
There's a gas station.
Yeah.
There's a cafe that I worked at when I was in high school. There's a little grocery store, a little restaurant, about 8 churches, and that's it.
No, I know about Scio because I used to work...
Oh, and people, too.
I used to work with some people from Scio, and... let's just say we're talking about a little bit further out in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, what brought you to Eugene?
The University of Oregon. Oregon. To go to school.
Yeah. So you could take up the practice of busting stones.
Yeah, busting stones. Yes. As a geology major, yeah, that's why I came to Eugene. I really love it here. I feel like I'm. Part of the community, not just a student going to the university that's here, too. So I really love living here. I love Eugene. Eugene, dear Eugene, you are awesome.
Eugene is, well, see, I'm from originally from Connecticut, but I moved to San Francisco and lived in Berkeley.
Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
Yeah.
I'm a Connecticutian. Okay. Really, seriously.
I'm a
Connecticutioner. Connecticutioner.
I'm
an executioner. No, and I moved to Berkeley, but Berkeley and San Francisco got way too crowded. So a lot of people refer to Eugene as Berkeley North because this really is kind of what Berkeley was like back in the 70s.
Huh.
You know, Eugene's kind of still a little town. You know,
it's huge.
It's not too crowded. Well, if you're from Scio, though, it must seem like New York City.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, but you were telling me you're going to 4 concerts this month.
Yes, 4 concerts.
Tell me why and who.
that's funny that you said that, because actually the first concert that I'm going to is Y, the band Y.
Oh.
I'm going to go see Y.
Apropos. And the next band is The Who, right?
No.
And you're going to say yes. And you, yes. And the,
yes.
Oh, you're going to see
sure.
yes also?
No.
No. Okay, anyways. Okay,
okay,
back
so I'm
going to
see why.
Okay.
Why? Why am I seeing why? Because I love why.
Why?
Why do I love Stop it! let's not get into that now.
Who? And then you like The Who.
I love The Who, yeah. And then,
Who?
Actually, I was listening to Who in my, The Who in my car on the way here.
Yes.
But, anywho.
Yes.
So, after I see Y, the next concert I'm going to see is MC Chris.
MC Chris, okay.
MC Chris. I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm going to see They Might Be Giants, one of my favorite bands. I love They Might Be Giants. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to see the Pixies, another one of my favorite bands.
Oh, man, you've got tickets for the Pixies?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, see...
I sacrificed an arm and a leg, but I got tickets.
The Pixies, to me, are the biggest band of the 80s, okay? And why do I say that? Because they taught Nirvana all their licks. That's actually where Nirvana stole that quiet, soft thing.
I can see that, yeah, definitely.
And Frank Black is like a demigod.
He is a demigod.
To quote Dawn Baby. And... you know, just the guy is a freaking genius. And also...
Kind of ridiculous, yeah.
Do you like the Breeders?
The Breeders? Not heard of the Breeders.
Oh, that was Kim Deal's band. That's the bass player's band.
Oh!
And they are
so
awesome.
Oh, no, I've heard of the Breeders, yeah.
Oh. So, anyways, the Pixies, Why, Yes, and The Who is who you're going to go see, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what? Why? MC Chris, They Might Be Giants and the Pixies. Yeah, I'm gonna see all of them within the next 30 days.
All right, I'm gonna go see some bands pretty soon too. And I'm gonna be going to see the Lemon Pipers and the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Green tambourine. drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Thank my good friend Reed for calling in. Thank you very much, Reed. This is Mark Time, Sunday Morning Hangover. You can write to me, MARCTIME at netzero.net. Look for me on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. You can also go to the SundayMorningHangover.com archives to download old shows. And you can visit my blog, SundayMorningHangover.blogspot.com. Do you have any plugs, DJ Fuego?
Plugs,
yes, you want to plug something, you know what I mean?
Plug like, something like...
You know, like how great you are or where you can find you.
I'm pretty awesome. All I know is that I'm pretty awesome. No,
yeah. No, you are awesome. It was really kind of cool hanging out with you
today. Yeah, oh, thank you. I guess My radio show is Thursday, noon to one. It's the Lunchbox Associate with DJ Fuego. It's a show, and it's me, of course. And it's a fun little show.
Well, what I like about it is there's banter, and we were talking about like this before.
Only when I have guests. The guy from No Pants Radio was on it the first time I had the show. He's actually coming this week, too. So it'll be a good show. He contributes a lot to that, to it being successful. And then another thing I can plug is roller derby in general.
That's right.
Yeah. If you're in Eugene, the Emerald City Roller Girls Local League.
Yay!
The season starts January 30th, I believe. And then if you're in Portland, the Rose City Roller Girls in Portland. They're actually one of the top. I'm not sure if they still are after regionals, but they were at least and might still be one of the top 10 teams in the country, or their travel team, that is, and the Wheels of Justice. And then, you know, if you're in Salem, the Cherry City Roller Girls, they had their debut bout last night.
Yay!
Yay! If you're in Albany or Corvallis, the Sicktown Derby Dames, they just started up. If you're in Bend, the Lava City Roller Dolls, Southern Oregon Roller Girls down there in Southern Oregon. So, yeah, just check it out.
I think it's so cool, the whole roller derby thing taking off, because, like, you know, like, I'm no spring chicken. I used to watch the stuff, the original roller derby on TV.
Ah, yes.
And, that was really kind of cool, seeing all these big women just running around beating each other up and stuff. But it's so cool because you have these women on these teams that they're kind of slight. They're very effeminate, and they're very fun. And what I like about it is every guy likes fun chicks. Okay, that's why you're on the show, by the way, because you're
right,
a fun chick.
I'm a fun chick.
And that's the thing, is that it's so cool that there's people doing something like this in this town that's kind of offbeat, yet it's like I've never been to a roller derby here. I went once, got in line, and they said, sold out, sorry.
Sad day.
So I'm like going up and down the line going, anybody got an extra ticket or anything like that, you know? And it's like, but I will be attending. What's the next bout that you are going to be refereeing?
The next bout I'm going to be refereeing, I'm not entirely sure, because I ref around the country. And
you're international.
Not this time of year. I don't referee around the country, but I ref around Oregon. So I'm not really sure what the next bout I'm going to referee is, when the next bout that I'm going to referee is. But I know that the next bout for the Emerald City Roller Girls here in Eugene is January 30th.
January 30th, and we can't really plug it per se because this is a non-commercial radio station. But it will be where?
It will be at I'm not sure where that one is. I think it's at the Lane Event Center because it's the season.
Lane County
it's
Event
season,
Center, yeah.
Yeah, Lane County Event Center. I believe because it's a season opener, it'll be there. So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Helen Fuego Metz, DJ Fuego, for attending the services here on the Sunday Morning Hangover radio show.
Thank you for having me, Mark Time.
Yeah, we'll do it again sometime. Yeah. And didn't that fly by really fast?
Yeah, it did. It flew by really fast. You know, but I showed up really late, so, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, it would have been nice if somebody brought you some food. But
it would have been nice.
Hey,
yeah.
I think they will be open a little bit later over there.
Food? Good.
Yeah. you could go over and get like a meatball sandwich at Subway or something.
Meatball sandwich with extra cream on top.
extra meat and fat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. I want to close the show like I did last week. Next week on the Sunday Morning Hangover, we have a guest on the air by phone. Sorry. And they might even come in person. And it's Margaret Eichler from a band called True Margaret. And I wanted to play the opening track from the new True Margaret CD, which comes out next week. It's a track called Opposite Man. Have a great day. Thank you very much, DJ Fuego.
Thank you.